The discussions on the epistemology of the soul have given rise to many fields of study, from ethics, psychology, education, and philosophy to the commentary of Quranic verses and relevant ahadith, among which philosophical speculations have a special place. In the Quran, in addition to the grammatical reflexive use of nafs as self, the term is used to refer to the human soul, whereas ruh usually refers to the spirit that proceeds from God. In pre-Islamic Arabic poetry, these two terms, however, do not have a religious or supernatural connotation. Ghazali writes, "Whoever knows the mysteries of the spirit knows himself. If he knows himself, he knows his Lord. If he knows himself and his Lord, he knows his matter is heavenly and his nature and instinct, that he is a stranger in the physical world, and that his descent into it is not because of his spiritual nature." Source, Ihya Ulum al-Din 3382. Everyone has the natural capacity to activate and cultivate the spirit, their higher consciousness concerning Allah. Like a mirror, a pure heart reflects divine light onto the world. To achieve such a pure heart, one must follow the dictates of the spirit upon the heart, as opposed to the whims of the lower self. All Muslim philosophers concern themselves with the subject of the soul. The detailed and most important works on this subject are those of Al-Kindi, Al-Farabi, Ibn Sina, and Ibn Rushd. Ibn Sina in Al-Shifa, Healing, asserts that the irrational, terrestrial, soul, will or intentions, manifests through mundane acts performed by the body it is attached to because this body does not have the will to act on its own. A rational, celestial, soul need not look outside to infer its existence. The rational soul is aware of the immediacy of its being, without the need for any instrumentality. Body. Al-Kindi and Ibn Sina assert that the soul pre-exists the body, while all of them agree that the non-rational soul gets destroyed along with the destruction of the body. They, however, differ about the end of the rational soul. Both strongly subscribe to the view that rational souls are indestructible because of their simple nature. Al-Farabi reminds us that the reason for eternal existence is the rational soul's knowledge of the perpetual aspects of the universe. Al-Farabi and Alexander of Aphrodisias, before him, believe that rational souls that retain this knowledge at their separation from the body are the ones indestructible. Ibn Rushd and Ibn Bajjah assert that acquired intellect, not the soul, is divine and indestructible. Plato was the first to further the idea of multitudes of the soul, arguing that the reason for an internal conflict in individuals is due to the existence of numerous souls within them. Aristotle puts it as, "Reason is a light that God has kindled in the soul." To be correct and precise, it is the curiosity human nature has been inculcated/kindled with, not the soul, that gives rise to human reason and logic, a human construct. Its application, therefore, is limited, temporal, in its scope. There are many a thing beyond and above human logic and reason. First published on Facebook, November 14, 2016, by the author Middle Dot. Ghazali's refutation. Who can guarantee you that you can trust to the evidence of reason more than to that of the senses? Well, perhaps, there is above reason another judge who, if he appeared, would convict reason of falsehood, just as reason has confuted us. And if such a third arbiter is not yet apparent, it does not follow that he does not exist. Most Muslim philosophers, including Mulla Sadra, 1571-1640, never believed that the soul is divided part as it is distinct from the spirit. Sadra denied the existence of the soul before the body and tried to hold this view despite the counter-evidence from the hadith. He also rejected Plato's theory of numerous souls on the basis that the soul is the seat of all human faculties, though it is simple in composition. Sadra believes in the processual development of the soul along with the body and intellect. From vegetative soul to animal soul to rational soul and exceptionally reserved for prophets and imams, divine universal soul. Recently, in research conducted by a Shia psychologist, a separation between the spirit and soul is said to have been figured out. Because of the soul, Adam, PBUH, can do certain acts, but because of his spirit, he can distinguish between good and bad. It means that the spirit is superior to the soul. According to Shia scholars, prophets and imams have five spirits, ordinary believers have four, and animals and disbelievers have only three. Scientists found that the soul does not die but returns to the universe. According to two leading scientists, the human brain is a biological computer, and the consciousness of humans is a program run by the quantum computer placed inside the brain that even continues to exist after we die. As experts explain it, after people die, their soul comes back to the universe, and it does not die. The debate about the existence of the soul and whether it is immortal or dies with the person is an endless story that has occupied the time of the great thinkers of universal history for centuries. Its mysterious nature continues to fascinate different areas of science, but now a group of researchers has discovered a new truth about it. The soul does not die, it returns to the universe. Since 1996, Dr. Stuart Hameroff, an American physicist and emeritus in the Department of Anesthesiology and Psychology, and Sir Roger Penrose, a mathematical physicist at Oxford University, have worked in a quantum theory of consciousness in which they state that the soul resides in microtubules of the brain cells. Their provocative theory states that the human soul resides in a structure known as microtubules within the brain cells. The two researchers believe the human brain is a biological computer and the consciousness of humans is a program run by the quantum computer placed inside the brain that even continues to exist after we die. Furthermore, both scientists argue that what humans perceive as consciousness is the product of quantum gravity effects existing within the so-called microtubules. This process is given a name by the two scientists, orchestrated objective reduction, ORC-OR. The theory indicates that when people enter a phase known as clinical death, the microtubules located in the brain lose their quantum state but maintain the information contained within them. In other words, as experts explain, when people die, their soul does not die but returns to the universe. Speaking to the Science Channels through the Wormhole documentary, Dr. Hameroff said, "Let's say, the heart stops beating, the blood stops flowing, and the microtubules lose their quantum state. The quantum information within the microtubules does not get destroyed. It just distributes and dissipates to the universe at large. If the patient is resuscitated or revived, this quantum information will go back into the microtubules, and the patient will say, 'I had a near-death experience.' If the patient could not be revived and died, this quantum information may exist outside the body, indefinitely, as a soul." According to this theory, the human soul is more than just the interactions of neurons in the brain and could have been present since the beginning of time. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.